It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
I'm Melissa Block. And get ready to dance. It's Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, a day to cut loose before Lent begins. In New Orleans, that means it's a day of parades, costumes, and music everywhere you turn. We're listening to the New Orleans funk band Galactic, which celebrates the sounds of Mardi Gras in its new album, Carnival Electricos. Galactic has been together for almost 20 years now, and three members of the five-piece band join me from New Orleans. Ben Ellman plays sax and horns and harmonica. Hey, Ben.
How you doing?
Robert Mercurio plays bass.
Hey, happy to be here.
And Stanton Moore is on drums and percussion. Stanton, hi.
Hello.
Mardi Gras for you guys actually starts earlier than Mardi Gras, right? It starts on Monday. You have a Fat Monday tradition.
We have an annual gig that we play till the sun comes up at local club Tipitina's.
And that's one of the biggest nights in New Orleans. It's one of our biggest gigs of the year.
Stanton, you're playing through the night, all through, straight through, until the sun comes up.
Until the sun comes up. And then people go out and try to find the Indians, or they'll go out and line up for Zulu or whatever early thing that they want to do. But some of our older friends have started getting wise, and they'll actually go to sleep early, like 8 or 9, wake up around 4 or 5 a.m., and then come see us, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Now, Stanton mentioned go out and find the Indians, and let's talk about that. Ben, we're talking about Mardi Gras Indians and the new album, which leads us really through the whole day of Mardi Gras, the arc of how the day goes by, starts with a song called Hadika.
That's Juan Pardo from the Golden Comanche tribe from New Orleans. He just represents one of the many tribes of Mardi Gras Indians, and they spend all year making these beautiful, beautiful suits, and they come out a couple times a year and show off and parade through the streets and do their thing.
I love listening to one of the songs, Karate, which features the Kip Renaissance High School Marching Band. Stanton Moore, how many kids are we talking about there?
Oh, I think there was about 40.
40. And as the drummer in Galactic, I imagine you're hearing the rhythm of those drums, and it's an incredible thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's what got me interested in playing drums in the first place, was my mom started bringing me to Mardi Gras parades when I was 8 months old. So
no
there are
kidding.
Pictures, you know, pictures of me from that first Mardi Gras in a clown outfit. No joke. As I got a little bit older, 3, 4, 5, I started to really be impacted by the drums coming down the street at the parades. And I took note of the excitement that people would get from the drums coming, and you would hear the drums first when the band was coming down the street. And I started hitting on everything I could find in the house. And I knew about them that I wanted to hit on stuff for a living.
Ben, what's it like to be out on the street for Mardi Gras and to see one of those marching bands heading your way? What's that feeling?
It's amazing. When you're watching a parade go by and there's a 100-piece marching band walking by you, it's just extremely powerful. And there's always, like, bass drum players, if you're lined up right on the street, that walk right by you and just, like, bash the bass drum in your face. And, and it's really exciting and powerful. And you can hear a lot of music Mardi Gras Day. I mean, it's not only that from parades, but depending upon where you are, you'll hear different things. You'll hear Indian some places, you'll hear marching band some places, you'll hear hip-hop all over the place, you'll hear Mardi Gras music. It's there's so much music.
Speaking of hip-hop, you have the song Move Fast. Go, Mr. Go, go, Mr. Go, go. Hold up, look
I'm 40, baby, go slow. My back's sore, I can't party like that no more. Get off the floor, my knees won't let me get that low.
That's the world famous Mystical, is a revered rapper here in New Orleans, and also on the track is Manny Fresh, who is a producer.
And where would you be hearing hip hop during Mardi Gras?
People will set up their pickup trucks or even box trucks. They'll put a box truck on the parade route and use that as their party headquarters, and they sometimes have small PAs blaring their music of choice out the back of these box trucks.
Yeah, under the overpass, the freeway overpass too, you have like DJs set up, like sound systems and such, and yeah, it's a party.
Now you guys are the instrumental backup for singers who you brought in, and two of them are two of the Neville brothers, Cyril and Ivan Neville, doing this song called Out in the Street.
Once my feet hit Rampart Street, y'all, I'm where I need to be. Trumpets humming, snare drums are drumming, hear the rhythm of a tambourine.
It's a Tuesday everywhere else, but in New Orleans, it's Mardi Gras. Everything's closed, the streets are packed, there's different kinds of parties everywhere, so you know, I find it really hard to stay home. I never have.
Everybody knows that it's time to go. Ain't no time to sleep. Gotta get out in the streets.
Well, all great things must end, right? So Mardi Gras leads into Ash Wednesday, and that's how you close the album with this song, Ash Wednesday Sunrise. And Stanton, I think I can feel in my bones what you're feeling like the next morning.
Oh, you're just spent, and you had a great time. But you're also sort of glad it's over because it's so exhausting.
Ash Wednesday is sleep. That's what it is. Sleep all day.
Stanton Moore, Robert Mercurio, Ben Elman, they are Galactic. Happy Mardi Gras, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Galactic's new album is Carnival Electricos. You can hear Galactic live in concert on Thursday night at nprmusic.org or with the brand new NPR Music iPad app. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.